Hi, this is John Johnson, and this is MicroCast 9. MicroCasts are, to me at least, reasonably quick and dirty recordings, podcasts that are put together on the phone without much preparation or editing. A few MicroCasts, MicroCast 6 here. I was looking at Anchor, and the title of that one was Waving Goodbye to Anchor. And I've actually, last week, spent some more time in Anchor. The time before, I really was saying it wasn't suitable for my purposes because it seemed to be about audio being up for a very short time. And recently, it's had an upgrade and added some features. And one of the features is that you can record a series of short bits of audio which only stay as listenable in Anchor for 24 hours. But what's nice now is you can put these together to make an episode. And those episodes you can then publish as a podcast to iTunes and Google Play. So I guess I spent quite a bit of time last week playing around with Anchor and exploring. And I ended up with a podcast on iTunes with 3 episodes. And I found a wee bit more about how people use Anchor. It seems very much to me a sort of conversational medium. Even the podcasts I put in, people can call in to your station and you can incorporate those in the podcast. There's a great emphasis on applauding and calling into stations, it seems, and there seems to be several networks of people who are pretty active. I've only found a few people to follow so far, but it's been an interesting experience, and they're nice folk who give you help and information. One or two people I'd heard of before online, Scott Lowe in particular, who's an old DS106 radio friend. I'm not sure if it's going to fit either for listening or using my space time or not, but it's certainly an interesting way to put together a podcast by recording a few short segments during a day, say, and then putting them all together on a podcast. It would fit quite nicely. There's still a way to go with the distribution. There's no RSS feeds. The audio is submitted to iTunes and Google, whatever Google does with podcasts for Android, automatically, and you don't see the RSS feed. You can, I've discovered, dig it out. There's one or two scripts kicking about online which will convert an iTunes link into a podcast RSS feed, so you can find it out, but it's not something they're advertising. It seems, if you would like community and chat, it's a really good place to go. There's a lot more interaction than there is normally in a podcast. I struggle a bit listening, I think, because I listen to most of my podcasts in the car or on the move, and it's quite difficult then to call in, because I certainly don't want to be pressing buttons and trying to record things when I'm driving. So from that point of view, it maybe doesn't suit me particularly, unless I just passively listen. But I'm certainly interested enough to keep popping in and out of the community there for a while, see if I can find a few more people to follow and see how it goes. So I guess my Anchor is thrown out into the sea again. Cheers.